This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Got lots on your mind. We're going to crank up our Better Business Roundtable in a moment. Return to some open phone topics at the bottom of the hour. A couple things have come up in the way of questions by text related to the January 6th investigation and the congressional role in that. Kevin McCarthy is throwing a stink bomb in the middle of what Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer were trying to do there. There initially was some sign that there might be some bipartisan agreement on how best to investigate that, so we'll get into the latest on that at the bottom of the hour, and anything else on your mind, and wrap up this hour with a conversation on recruitment, on getting people to go back to work and the things that are being done. Our friends from ABC Seamless are here. They have a $5,000 signing bonus right now. $5,000 signing bonus, and because they need you. They need people. It's costing them money. So that's what it's... combination of unemployment benefits returning to earth and being the normal amount of unemployment benefits and just this pent-up demand, I think, and having to address it is causing a lot of employers to really get creative in how to hire people. So we're going to talk a little bit about that, too. That'll also be the subject of our Teddy Talk today. I'll have more dad bumpers today. I was even thinking this one could probably be like the new theme song for the show. Right? What do you guys think? I mean, you hear that and you just think the Temptations, don't you?
Smile on your face, yeah.
Right?
You know what I think when I hear that song, honestly? Remember the Titans. Remember the movie?
Yeah.
Remember the Titans?
Yeah.
Remember that, the locker room?
This has been in a few movies.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Yeah.
And,
actually titled a few movies, too.
Exactly right. Here's the hook and everywhere. Now, who hasn't sung along to that, right?
Most anybody under 30.
Right, exactly. Here we go. Oh, they were smooth. They were, like, so smooth, it's unbelievable. And as a 56-year-old gray hair, when you're singing that with your 17-year-old senior in high school, you've arrived. I'm just saying, you've arrived. That's how the whole dad songs thing came up. I'm like, how do you know that song? Well, it's one of your songs, Dad. You know what my songs are, and you have them on your playlist. I did okay, I guess. I can let her go to college now, right? I mean, wow. And there's more. We'll play them as we go throughout the day. Want to welcome you back to the Better Business Roundtable today. Every month, we get a team of experts in here to talk about things that you as business owners are wrestling with as well. Anybody in business deals with these questions. All the challenges in owning and running a company. And these folks deal with that every single day. Our topic today is your business location. Should you buy that? Should you lease that? All the disruption of COVID, all those questions have changed really in the last year because what are the needs? Do people want to work from home? Do they want to work in the office? So our group wanted to let our listeners know, if you have questions, please call us or email us suggestions for future topics, okay? You can just send them to the studio at the flag, right? Studio@flagfamily.com. Studio@flagfamily.com. And we chose this one based on a listener question that came in about it, owning versus leasing your business location. And if you lean in if you were the one that suggested that because it's a good one. Dan Stoller's here from Stellarion Bank. Chad Flanagan's here from Mike Bailey. Tyler Leverington is here from Onstead Twitchell. And Tom McDougall from High Point Networks. Good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to the roundtable. Glad and nice to have you back, okay?
Morning. Morning, Scott.
Good morning.
We got a rock star crew in here again. We're going to put them to work, put them through their paces. So any company in this world has a big decision to make. Do I own or do I lease business space or a building space? I'm going to throw this out to the group now. First of all, what should we think about in deciding whether to, as a business, what are the factors? Build a new building, buy an existing building, lease an office building, okay? So what kind of factors should we consider? Obviously, there's all kinds of different industries. Let me just go around the horn here. Someone that's been there, done that, is Tom McDougall of High Point Networks. You own or lease?
So currently we do own, and that happened in 2010. When we first got started, we leased. I think I think that almost everybody, when they first get started, you know, you have this concept of dipping your toe in the water. Is this really going to work? So you lease. And we found some things during the leasing world or the leasing experience that they weren't our best. We didn't like them as much. So as we got to the point where we outgrew what we had, our next logical step for us was to buy so that we had a little bit more control. We were going to stick around. We were going to be a long-term business at that point. So we did buy, and I can tell you, challenge with buying is, you know, if you don't plan ahead, you end up buying something too small, which we did. Because, frankly, the first time we bought, by the time we got all moved in, we were already full and ended up leasing our old space back. So there's some challenges with that. But for us, it's always been... we wanted to be able to control our environment. We wanted to have some control over where we had things and what we could do with the building. And financially, we were in a situation where we could do that. And of course, then there's the concept of leasing out to other people so that you end up being a landlord as well, which, you know, everybody thinks that's great because you have the revenue, but then you're also a landlord. So you have to deal with those things. But for us, we currently own.
Would you do it again? You do that again, that same decision?
We would do the exact same thing again, yes.
That's interesting. All right. Yep. Tyler, I'm going to go to you. Onstead Twitchell, obviously clients dealing with this all the time. The factors people ought to consider when they're wrestling with this question would be what?
A lot of things, but I think especially the things that Tom touched on is, where is your business today? Where do you think your business is going to be in 5 years? And what are your space needs? How are those going to change? How's your client base going to change?
And Dan, I want to ask you, Starion Bank, obviously, you know, if I want to own a building, Starion Bank would finance that building, right? It'd be a factor. But clients come in to you sometimes and say, hey, I want to own. You say, ooh, not so fast. Let's go through a list here. Let's think about that. What do you challenge them with?
Sure. I think one of the biggest things is what your capital needs. You know, one is your space needs, but what are your capital needs? High growth businesses right now, you know, you might get a better return keeping that capital into the business and letting somebody else put down the down payment and the monthly expenses of owning the building. So a lot of times we start with capital. How much capital are you going to need to continue to grow? Are you going to outgrow the space quickly? When we talk about the finances, we're very fortunate in North Dakota. We've got the Bank of North Dakota, which, of course, has supplemented a number of building projects that we've worked on. We've also got SBA, and SBA programming is great. But we always start with, you know, what capital do you need? Do you have the down payment? If you had to live without that liquidity for some time, can you survive on that? But a lot of times it starts with capital.
You know, it's interesting. Of course, we wrestled with this recently as well. We're in a great spot. We lease from Chose Investments. We love it. We have a long-term lease. It's flexible. We're already having to expand, and they're doing the building, and then we're going to lease from them. But when we considered that, it was that exact thing, right? I mean, we know the radio business, right? So if we buy other radio stations, we know how to ramp them up and get more cash flow from them. We don't know owning buildings, right? And so we talked to Monty and Scott Chose, and like, well, even this building that you're in right here, it's not like this is some big cash generator for it's sort of where we live, and you guys live here too, but it's not exactly the best business to be in. Yes, you can get cheap money right now, right, and build something and own it, and there are tax advantages to that, which we can talk about here as well. But, yeah, the capital lease is a big one. Keep your powder dry, even if you have a little bit there, because you never know what's going to come around in something in your business. Chad Flanagan next with Ike Bailey. Chad, you guys obviously on the financial side and the accounting side, but also a good consultant for businesses. What are the factors you put your clients through in the way of paces on this question?
Yeah, a lot of important things mentioned already. Scott, I think your point is good, too. Do you want to be a business, own a building in your business?
It's a whole different game.
Yeah, yeah. You're good at what you do, and maybe you just want to focus on that, grow the business and focus on, you already have working capital needs, concerns, and growth goals and those kind of things. So do you also want to be a building owner? There's a lot of flexibility in leasing, and especially if you're in a changing business, changing industry, that might give you more options. You know, you mentioned the tax implications of this, too. I think it's important that whatever you do, if you do decide to own that building, do that in a separate entity. You know, give yourself some flexibility. Maybe you can mirror ownership of your operating company to that other entity. But very important to have that in an LLC or some kind of holding company so that for liability reasons or for tax reasons, you can separate the two.
Just on the overall big picture, owning a building versus leasing a building, all other things, answered, you check the box on all those, you got the capital to do it or whatever your capital needs are, it's going to be better tax-wise to own it, right?
Yeah, you know, if you're again, if you can check all the other boxes and you're sure this is what you want to do, there's some depreciation advantages of owning that business. You want to make sure, again, that, you know, you're not in a C corp, for example, in a building, because you don't want to be taxed twice. As you own that building for a long time, it appreciates in value. It's time to sell it. You want to make sure you're in some kind of pass-through entity. And again, that you've separated that from the operating business.
And Tom, you had to know your business was going to grow when you were in the first building you bought, but did it just grow faster than you thought it would?
It actually grew quite a bit faster than we thought it would, and that's what created the dilemma that we were in. And I do agree. I was going to bring that up, that what Chad just talked about. Our building's in a separate LLC. I don't know that there's too many businesses that actually where the business itself owns the building. That just seems super complicated. But, yeah, growing too fast can be a challenge as well, because we sort of ran into that problem where we had all these long-term leases in place for the extra space in our building, and then we wanted space back. So we ended up reconfiguring our office space like 3 times just to get the number of people in.
And that's not free.
No, that is not free.
That's not free. All right, more of this conversation when we come back. Text your questions to me, too, at 701-367-2054 for the pros today.
1,000 Action Movers are now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. It's the lowest advertised rate in 20 years, $99 an hour for 2 men in a truck. All you need to do is mention Scott. Not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state. They're professionally trained, they're background checked. Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932, family-owned, veteran-owned. Call now, 566-5532. 566-5532. Mention Scott to take advantage of this great offer.
The signature sale is going on now at InterOffice Furniture in Fargo. And that means you save 40% on special order Stickley and Charleston Forge furniture. You'll also save 30% on all in-stock residential accessories, rugs, and artwork. We are talking big savings on top quality furniture and accessories. So don't wait. Get into InterOffice for 40% savings on special order Stickley and Charleston Forge furniture. But only through March 20th and only at InterOffice Furniture on 1st Avenue North, Fargo.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing.
Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lake Knight.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Doesn't like Boston.
Yeah, exactly right. Does Boston have a hook on a feeling, too?
More than a feeling.
More than a feeling. More That's the one I'm thinking of, yeah. Exactly right. Todd's snickering right now. He's good at that with me. Boston is on the list, no doubt about it. A lot of good songs there. Here's another one that could be our opening theme.
Okay.
All right, that I think would be... again, the idea behind an opening theme is that you hear it and you go, okay, show starting, right?
Yep,
it's got to be different. It's got to be, see what you think here. This is Fleetwood Mac. Very weird beginning to a song. I don't know what that is. What do you think? No?
Yeah, it's a good song.
This is on the dad song list, just so you know. Fleetwood Mac, the song is everywhere.
Yep.
Then it gets kind of normal, but, you know. Very nice. Stevie Nicks. All the familiar voices here. You know the artists. They're awesome.
That's Christine McVie, actually. But okay.
Oh, is it? Okay, good. Yeah. I always get those two mixed up because they both they share nice.
But they're both wonderful.
Yeah, exactly right. Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part today by our friends at PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. If you head in there today, you're going to find a hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie in Valley City, exit 292. The meatball dinner in Harwood. By the way, I had goulash yesterday on 12th Avenue and I-29.
Did you?
Yeah.
Nice.
Which is basically what I would call a hamburger hot dish with a couple of flares. You know, I mean, you got a little red pepper, maybe a little green pepper in there, but it's very good. The meatball dinner in Harwood today, the tater tot hot dish in MP Avenue. 12th Avenue today, they're going pizza 6. Macaroni and beef hot dish, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, and the chicken pot pie in Glendon. Find a PetroServe USA near you, home cook and grab and go convenience. And by the way, I didn't just have goulash. You know what I had with it? Mashed potatoes and gravy.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, and what else? I think like mac and cheese or something.
That'll fill you up.
It was a carb fest. It was unbelievable. But it's that comfort food. It's just so darn good at PetroServe USA. All right, back with the Dream Team Better Business Roundtable here. We're talking about owning versus leasing today. Dan Stoller from Starring in Bankershire, Chad Flanagan from Ide Bailey, Tyler Leverington from Onsted Twitchell, and Tom McDougall of High Point Networks. Let's just talk about, if you're choosing to own, all the different things that are factors in that. And, we've identified here ownership structure is very important. And, Chad, you pointed out, you know, no C-corps here, okay? LLC. Let's talk about liability. I'm going to go to the attorney here. What kind of liability things do I need to be thinking about, Tyler, when it comes to owning a building?
Yeah, all of a sudden you're responsible for what kind of shape that building is in, and to the extent someone gets injured on the premises, all of a sudden that is a you problem, above and beyond being concerned about your employees and guests, of course. And so that's a critical piece in terms of liability, which adds to the reason for having this entity, this LLC, separate from the rest of your business.
So think about liability at a minimum, and how you structure that, very important. Chad, anything you want to add to that on the liability side?
No, just other than, you know, again, this speaks to the reason, do you want to own a building, and what is the ownership structure of your business, and should that mirror the ownership structure of the holding company that owns that?
Because if I lease a building and somebody, takes a header out front of the building and I own that building, different set of liability than I'm an occupant of that building.
Correct.
You could be calling Tyler and saying, we got a little issue here, right? And Tom, we were talking earlier about the costs of sort of being too small and then adding on and everything else. There's another cost, right?
Yeah, there's a whole nother cost. If you're leasing today and you're wondering why you're paying such huge CAM charges, try owning, and then you'll figure out why there are big CAM charges.
You're going to pay one way or another,
oh,
right?
Goodness.
Yeah, yeah.
Things like taxes and insurance and snow removal and lawn care and gas leaks. You were talking about liability. You got a gas leak. Well, we never even thought about the fact that we should have an exit plan, like an entire building exit plan. Well, we learned real quickly we better have one of those. So there's just all kinds of really weird things that you don't really think of when you're leasing because somebody else is taking care of it. When you own it, even if it's in a separate LLC, getting a call at 4 a.m. that says, hey, we got a temperature alarm or we got a water leak or whatever, those are not very much fun. And, of course, you could be smart and actually have a property management firm take care of that. But if you're cheap like I am,
I can do it.
Take care of it.
I can do it. Yeah, well, you pay one way or another.
Just being honest.
Right? Yeah, exactly right. Back to a client that walks into Starring & Bank and says, Dan, I've made the decision I'm going to own. What advice do you give them on the ownership structure, Dan? And, thinking about it not today, but maybe 10 years, 20 years down the road.
You know, I think how important is the location to you? Is this a building that you're going to need to be into for a long period of time? Because if so, you might want to own that. And then are you going to be structured so that all of the partners or all the individual owners want to be in that building at the same time? Nothing's worse than you've got the great location, perfect location for your business, and somebody wants out and forces that buy-sell agreement to be enacted. All of a sudden, you have no choice maybe but to sell the building that is creating this great business opportunity for you. So to really know your partners, we see it a lot where somebody wants to get out of a real estate project when the time is right, meaning the market's high, and I want to exit, and not everybody wants to get out, and not everybody has the capital then to pay off the other owners or to buy out the other owners. And so it really creates some real dilemmas, especially if that location is very important to your revenue generation.
On the break, we were talking about the buy-sell agreement. Tyler, maybe you want to hit on that just a little bit, because we found that to be super important.
Yeah, that's absolutely critical. I've seen it. I've seen issues come up, especially in businesses where there's changes or additions to ownership. You know, I'm thinking of engineering firms or architecture firms or other law firms or any other type of business where there is regular changes to ownership, where the building was purchased in a separate entity, but with the group of owners, we'll say an architecture firm. And if the owners are Bob, Jim, and Alice, but then 2, 3, 4, 5 years later, Frank becomes a partner and Bob retires, they run into a situation where Bob says, yeah, buy me out of the architecture firm, but I want to stay part of the real estate ownership entity because, man, we strategically pay a high amount of rent because there might be some tax benefit to it or for other reasons. And that's a nice check every month. And I want to stay part of that. Well, all of a sudden you're going to have Frank, the new owner, who's got a sour taste in his mouth because the other three owners, including Bob, who's not around anymore, are collecting a nice chunk of rent every month from the business that he's a partial owner of, but he doesn't get to share in that. And that can create some real issues. So it's critical to not only have that buy-sell for your core business, but to tie it together with a buy-sell for the entity that's holding your real estate. Absolutely critical.
Makes perfect sense. Last question from a listener. How long to lease? If I'm back to the lease, you know, any rule of thumb there? Chad, do you use with your clients at Ad Bailey?
You know, whatever you can negotiate, right, Scott? I mean, if you can negotiate some flexibility, especially right now, if there's so much change going on, where people want that flexibility. People are still trying to figure out what the new normal is, how many people are coming back to work, can we do some work sharing, desk sharing type of programs, can we utilize a smaller space, one with more meeting rooms and collaborative space. And so they're rethinking their whole office, and it's nice to have some flexibility, some outs, if you re-up on some kind of lease.
These guys can help. Chad Flanagan, partner in charge at Ide Bailey, the Fargo office. Dan Stoller, market president for Starion Bank. Tyler Leverington, shareholder in business and corporate law attorney at Onstead Twitchell, and somebody that's been there, done that. Tom McDougall from High Point Networks, the owner there. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Scott.
Great stuff, as always. And next month, we'll have a brand new topic. You got suggestions on that? Studio at flagfamily.com. If you missed any part of the segment, want to listen again, share with a partner. We'll have it on the website, am1100theflag.com as well. And again, feel free to reach out to any of these panelists with those questions.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military friendly. Our admissions team has years of real-world military experience. We will support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for your experience, and ensure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start June 7th. Discover a true military-friendly community at the University of Mary at online.umary.edu/military.
Hi, this is Andy Murdock with Piper's Auctioneers, hosting these incredible live and online equipment auctions in Jamestown, Dodge, Animoose, Lair, Fairmont, Raleigh, Mercer, Lakota, Cavalier, and Bismarck, North Dakota, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and Pelican Rapids, Minnesota. And if you're in the market to sell your equipment, Piper's equipment experts are on call anytime for a free consultation. Contact Piper's at 701-523-7366. Bid online and view all upcoming land and equipment inventories at Piper's.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
It's tax season. President Biden and First Lady Jill earned over $607,000 in 2020, a significant drop from their 2019 income while the Bidens were outperforming speaking engagements. The Bidens' tax rate is at 25.9%. Vice President Kamala Harris and her husband Doug reported $1.695 million in gross income and paid a tax rate of 36.7%. 2 months after President Biden slammed rollbacks of COVID-19 restrictions in Texas as Neanderthal thinking, the state reported no deaths from the coronavirus on Sunday for the first time since tracking the pandemic data. Republican Governor Greg Abbott posted on Twitter Sunday that the case numbers in Texas is at 338. A fire that started Friday in Pacific Palisades in Southern California flared up Saturday due to gusty winds and is threatening homes in Topanga Canyon. More than 1,300 acres have burned, affecting about 1,000 people. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Right there, Queen. Meatloaf is on there, too. I'm not going to get to all of them today. Not going to be able to do it, but who doesn't love Queen? You ever see that biography?
Oh, well...
The documentary, I mean?
The documentary I've seen, yes, and I've seen Bohemian Rhapsody a few times. Yeah. The movie, yep. Yeah. Rami Malek did a great job in that movie, man.
It's amazing, amen, to me, man, how some of these big stars of the day, the crap they went through, and the crap that comes from stardom.
Oh, yeah.
Crap's the wrong word, but just all the ick and all the horrible stuff. Like Elton John, I mean, what an upbringing he had. I mean, and so much of his sort of adult trauma came from Elton John the kid, this wicked, talented guy.
Reggie.
Yeah.
Reggie.
Right. Reggie.
Rocket Man. Yeah. Great. Another great movie.
Yep. Elton's on my list. Tiny Dancer.
Oh, yeah.
Benny and the Jets, both on there. Absolutely.
The part about Queen, you know, we can't do a disco song.
And, gosh. Yeah.
Right?
Iconic, right? Iconic. You can't hear that.
Yeah. The best scene in that movie is when Brian May comes in and says, I want to write a song that the crowd can sing along with. And he stomps him. And then we will rock you.
Yeah, great song.
We did that stomp, stomp, clap at a convocation, which is basically an assembly back in high school, and just nobody singing, just the stomp, stomp, clap thing.
We do it every whole basketball game.
Everybody had to stay afterward and get
there
the lecture.
You go.
We're not doing that during convocation.
There you go. Exactly right.
Troublemaker.
Here's a question for you. Did you watch Newsmax last night? Did you take up the call to watch this new show we've been telling you about? Steve Cortez? Jen Pellerino?
Jen Pellerino, yep.
With Jen on the show yesterday. It's called Cortez and Pellerino. Now, listen, President Trump, and again, this is an actual quote that President Trump, when he talks about Newsmax, says, it's been really good. That sounds like a Trump line, doesn't it? Newsmax has been really good. And I agree with President Trump. Nielsen now tells us 30 million Americans watch Newsmax regularly. I'm one of those two, and I the hit shows are great. Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield, Sean Spicer, Lindsey Keith. And tonight, 8 p.m. Central, in prime time, this new show. Watch it. Tell me what you think about it. Steve Cortez and Jen Pellerino. It's called Cortez and Pellerino.
Pellegrino. She got a G in it.
It's like the water.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, it's the same as the water. Yep. Steve Cortez, terrific. Tells it like it is. She's fantastic. You heard from her yesterday. They're going about this a little bit different than some of the other shows, but it's fantastic. I love what they're doing. Makes a lot of sense. And nobody can doubt Steve Cortez. In fact, they have Eric Trump on last night. I forget who's on tonight. Nobody doubts their cred with the
you know, the Trump folks, Steve Cortez, was in the middle of that, worked for Donald Trump, and one of the smart, wicked smart strategists. And here's the deal. You can get Newsmax on all major cable systems. You can also get it on Dish, on DirecTV, AT&T, and more. You should know Midco here in the Dakotas is not carrying Newsmax, and so far won't carry Newsmax, despite the fact Midco has like 11 news channels that are all liberal, but they don't have Newsmax. So if you're a Midco customer, you got to call them and say, you know what, will you switch? And just take out one of those other liberal channels, put in Newsmax or add Newsmax, whatever you got to do. If you don't switch, I will. And a lot of people have. I did. Download the free Newsmax app, another way to do it on your phone. Start watching America's fastest-growing cable news channel, Newsmax. It's news you can really trust. Bob and Dickinson, some more open phone time here, whatever's on your mind. 258-0550, 271-1100. Lay it on us. Bob Dickinson, go.
Yes, I got a report that we had around 100 illegal immigrants come into the airport yesterday in Dickinson. Did you check this out?
Okay, so let me back up here. When you say 100 illegal immigrants came into the airport at Dickinson, that sounds like some major, like, transport kind of thing. Are you saying, like, some big plane came in with all 100? Or are you saying they were on private flights, or how did they get here?
I guess I honestly don't know. I think they came in on the regular airplane, but two or three of them.
Two or three different airplanes, like the regular flights. But in total, 100. Okay. And how do you know this, Bob?
Somebody that works at the airport reported this to me.
Okay. But it was somebody direct to you that works at the airport. This isn't like somebody's cousin, sister's aunt saw something at the airport.
Well,
you feel credible about the person that told you?
Yes.
Okay. Here's the deal that I think is the reality on this, because I've seen it with my own eyes. When people who are breaking the law and come across the border right now today, whether they come from Mexico, whether they come from Honduras, I've seen folks from Cuba, Haiti, Colombia, with my own eyes. I picked up their ID cards and their photo cards and all their information, which they immediately shun when they get to the border. They get rid of all of that. They must. It must be a plan because I found it all and seen it all, and I've talked about this. I physically still have them in my possession, okay? When they come across the border like that, illegally, they go to somebody, either a county sheriff or a border patrol agent. They're taken to what's called an NGO, a non-government organization. Catholic Charities would be one. There's millions of them. FEMA gives those people money to do this, to take care of them. So your tax dollars go to the NGOs, and they process them. What does that mean, Bob? It means this. Where would you like to go? Where would you like to go? And then a plane ticket is issued. They're taken to the airport, and they go where they want to go. There is no NTA, it's called, Notice to Appear anymore. That used to be in the Trump administration. The Trump administration also had a policy that says you're going to remain in Mexico if you come from one of those Northern Triangle. You come from Colombia, you come from Honduras, you come from Nicaragua, wherever, the Northern Triangle, you got to remain in Mexico. You can get into Mexico, but you got to stay in Mexico. So if we catch them, we bring them back to Mexico. That's how it was done under the Trump administration. Under the Biden administration, I know this, folks, because I've been at the border twice. I've studied this closely. I've talked to Customs and Border Patrol. The policy that worked under Donald Trump has been shredded by Joe Biden. And we now, through FEMA, are funding NGOs to send these people everywhere. And once they go through airport security, by the way, without an ID, wrap your mind around that, no ID, they leave that at the border. They go in the same lane that the flight crews do. And once they're through security at the airport, they're done. There's no longer a notice to appear. There's no longer a tracking system. They're done. So my question to your friend, Bob, is how did they come here? Because if they came here on regular flights, and there happen to be 100 of them, that means they know somebody probably. They've got family here, or they've got, you know, some indication that if they come here, they're going to get a job in the oil industry or whatever. And right now, you can thank Joe Biden for that. All right? Now, a separate issue, and I'd like to know more about this Dickinson situation, so check with your friend and tell me, okay? A separate situation is unaccompanied minors. All right? And they are being placed in federal facilities and other places around the country. We have heard directly from Governor Burgum as well as the congressional delegation, Senator Hovind, Senator Kramer, Congressman Armstrong, that the federal government, wait for it, has no plans, Bob, has no plans to place unaccompanied minors here in North Dakota. Does that give you great comfort that they have no plans to do it when they asked the question a month and a half ago, Bob?
No.
Doesn't me either. But they say they have no plans. Now, what Governor Burgum said is if they have to go to any facility, I don't believe this covers like the Air Force Base, because that would be a federal facility and there'd be a separate, I believe, permitting process and all that. But what Governor Burgum has told us is that they cannot place unaccompanied minors in large numbers here in North Dakota without the permission and the permitting of the state of North Dakota. So,
what's the definition of large numbers?
Well, I don't know. That's a fair question, too, but I don't think the federal government would mess around with 10, 20, 30, right? I don't. That's a good question. At what threshold does that happen? But when you said 100 illegal immigrants came into Dickinson, my friend said it happened. My mind goes to two places. One, they're here under the Biden go anywhere you want to go and we'll pay for it plan. Or they're here as some sort of transport to relieve the massive pressure that the Biden administration is getting from the left to say, you know what, you're doing exactly what you said Trump shouldn't do. Too many people in a small space now in the COVID era, and so they're right now trying to disperse these people to other places so they don't get grief. And maybe one of those is Dickinson. But I don't think they can fly to Dickinson without Governor Burgum knowing about it, the state knowing about it, and them placing them somewhere without the state knowing about it. And I think if they were going to a federal facility, they'd fly directly into Minot or into Grand Forks. So it's worth checking on. When did your friend tell you this? When did these illegals come into to Dickinson, according to your airport source?
Yesterday.
All right, so I'll check again with everybody on your behalf, Bob, to ask, did that happen? And if it did, what was it? And if you could do a little more checking as to how they arrived, was it by private transport or was it by the normal airlines? Is there 100 seats that even come in to Dickinson every day on...
I honestly don't know.
It seems high to me. I know there's some flights, but I don't know that there's 100 seats a day. And that would mean there's nobody else flying in. So it sounds, you know, like it needs a little bit of refinement in the way of information. But pay attention to this, folks. If you see something, say something, because it is not a time to trust your federal government when it comes to illegal immigration in any way, shape, or form. That's for sure. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate the call.
Yeah.
Governor Burgum did sign on to a letter yesterday. Kevin has it here. Print me that letter, Kevin, would you?
I will.
I want to know who else is on the letter. Ben and Kenmare, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go, Ben.
Yeah. Hey, yesterday you folks had a caller call in and was claiming $20 an hour jobs in Fargo in the 70s. I'm not saying he's wrong, but I'm saying I had a different experience. I worked in Fargo 1975 as skilled labor. I was a mechanic, and I got $4 an hour. I got a raise to 4.25. Now, in those days, I could take my future wife out to the nicest restaurant there was for $20 that night, a night, and that was great. In 1980-81, I was working in the oil patch, and I was knocking down $10 an hour, which was fabulous money at that time. So, like I said, my experience was different than that previous caller's experience. If he was making $20 an hour in Fargo in the mid-70s, I really want his job.
Yeah, I think that person might not have had the up-to-date inflation calculator, I'm guessing, Ben. I remember the call, too. We just sort of let it go. But when you do the math on $20 an hour and the 70s and what it cost to buy a steak, you couldn't be more right. I'll just say this. If anybody actually made $20 an hour in Fargo, whatever you were doing, let us know. We'd like to hear that story because it belongs in the Guinness Book of World Records. Thank you, Ben. Appreciate the call, and thanks for the reminder, too, on just You know, the whole inflation thing is important, and I think we're getting ready to see a big wave of it coming back.
Hi, my name is Diane. I refinanced my mortgage with Stacy Bosser at People's Home Equity. I was able to drop my interest rate almost 2 whole points. I added in some other debt, and I'm still saving over $400 per month. Stacy was so helpful in walking me through the process and made it very easy. My overall mood has absolutely changed since now I have extra money and do not feel like I am always drowning in debt. Thank you, Stacy.
Stacy Bosser, 701-261-8359. NMLS number 1908175.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Let's ask Brock Walker from Blue Flint Ethanol Plant in Underwood. He's an electrical instrument technician. A little bit about the question of ag and energy coming together. What do you think you're in? Which one?
I would think we're in both. I mean, we are, providing a place for local farmers to bring their corn that they grow, and they can locally bring it to our facility. As we receive most of our corn from local farmers that truck their corn to the plant to sell. So definitely part of the ag industry in that respect, But the energy industry, you know, we're trying to, create energy independence here, you know, North Dakota, so we can use the corn we grow here and create a fuel that we can use right here in the state and in other places. So I'd say we're in both the energy and the ag industry.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
It's not enough.
Oh, Barry. White, not Manilow. Where's Manilow on that list? What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick. GMC.com. The GMC Hummer EV. EV. Yep. Pickup and SUV are coming. The SUV early 2023. This fall, the pickup. Find out more at SchwannBuickGMC.com. Meanwhile, your warranty is for a lifetime, and it is free. Give you peace of mind, buy with confidence. Shop, click, drive now. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
All right, 11 before the top of the hour. Why did you turn that down, Kevin? I mean,
because it sounds nice when you have a nice fade on it. You don't have the ability to fade it.
I want it up, and then you fade it at some point. Okay. I thought you guys were going to make fun of me for this one, because this is on the dance song list. Whatever. You're not mocking me over Barry White?
Barry White?
Barry White.
Barry White rocks.
But you
I can see the lights going down now.
Wow. Yeah, how about that? Barry White's on the list.
What a voice. Does anybody have a Barry White-like voice?
Lou Rawls was in that.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay, now.
Unbelievable.
Barry, from the dad song list.
On the dad song list. What about this Barry?
That Barry should be too. I love that Barry. I'm not ashamed to admit it. I've been to his concerts. Yeah, that Barry belongs. That's the Copa. Who hasn't sung along to the Copa? I'm not sure it's on my list, but it should be on my list. I'm telling you.
Get that
right now.
Yep.
Yeah. Exactly right. What's on your mind? Brought to you, by the way, by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. They have IAQ air cleaning products. This is actually a product that has been installed and paid for by the state of North Dakota in COVID grants in long-term care facilities. So it's passed the tests and all the rigor that goes through that. And it's available for your home or your business as well through H.A. Thompson & Sons. Call them today, 701-223-3393. And don't forget, H.A. Thompson & Sons, if you own a business, own a building, have any kind of mechanical issues, HVAC, these are the folks where you have one static number. At budget time, you know the number, and it's the same number all year long. And when something breaks down, the no surprise rule kicks in because they take care of it. Find out about more of all of that at H.A.T. & Sons, H.A.T. & Sons, 701-223-3393. I want to chat for a moment here with a couple of folks who are in the middle of recruiting people for their business. Scott Mollenkamp is with us. He's the general manager of ABC Seamless. And Chris Catarazzi, did I say that right? Say again?
Catarazzi. Yep.
Like a guitar.
Yeah, like a guitar.
Only with a K.
Exactly.
All right. And Scott, how are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having us this morning.
And you guys are doling out $5,000 recruitment checks right now.
We are. It's hard to get the good group of people that we want at ABC. We have a top-tier install team, you know. So we want to make sure that we offer top-tier people top-tier money.
Wow. So explain this to me.
Well,
how does it work? If I'm in the trades and I'm thinking, well, I could get a $5,000 check and get a great wage, work for a good company, what's not to love?
Absolutely. So we right away, initially, we offer more money to get people excited to come to work for us. And that's how we like to promote our businesses. We are the largest seamless siding company in the entire United States of America. And we want to make sure that whoever comes and works for us feels like they're a part of something more. So we're offering $5,000 for them right away to go through their training period to make sure that they get calibrated correctly to work at ABC going forward and become a foreman. And when they become a foreman, they can move on later and start their own franchise too. So there's room for growth there as well.
How's that work, Chris?
It's unbelievable. So I mean, just the fact, even from somebody who might not even know anything about the trade, how they can come in, they build a relationship. You're only building a relationship. You're building friends. You're building family. It's a job that can change every day. You're designing people's homes. The smile you're putting on people's faces. At the end of the day, it's one of the most fulfilling businesses to work for that I've ever worked for in my life.
So it's job satisfaction, and the ramp up, it sounds like, is to get the form, and then you say, hey, maybe you ought to do your own deal here.
Absolutely. 100%. We would say that, you know, there's multiple states that still need ABC. We're expanding worldwide if we want to. It can get there at some point. But right now, there's opportunities everywhere. So I don't see why you wouldn't want to just come walk in the door. If you come walk in the door, come meet me or Scott. We'll set up a time. We'll give you a tour of the whole facility. We'll show you all the products. We'll show you how it works. We'll introduce you to everybody. We're very hands-on. We're an open book. We want you to know who you're working for and the family that you're walking into.
I love it. What now? We got a lot of folks in this audience, obviously making a good living out there in all kinds of trades. And maybe they're perked up a little bit now to say, well, maybe I should some dues. $5,000 tax is a start. What is the skill set you're looking for? What do they need to have? What do they need to bring?
Right now, if you can read a tape measure, you can use a hammer, but for the most part, someone that's motivated to learning a trade. So, right out of high school, if you're looking to do something to make some money before you decide, on what your professional or your life is.
Take a gap year and get a $5,000 check and go to work.
Why not?
Yeah.
Even for a year or two, having some experience under your belt, even if you're planning on managing your own company or doing your own construction company, if you work for ABC, many, many of our franchisees out there, 50-plus of them, have started off on the install part of it, whether it be, just a second-hand man working up to foreman. And then right now, we're offering probably a foreman will make anywhere between $60,000 and $70,000 plus per year over at ABC Seamless.
And where do you start at? If I can read a tape measure and I can throw a hammer,
And I want hammer, that. I want that bonus. I want that bonus. What is the starting wage range?
Starting wage range for right now, a secondhand man's anywhere between 22 and 25, and a foreman might be even closer to 30.
Wow.
Dollars an hour. Yes.
What should they do? If somebody's interested, Chris, how do they find you guys?
You can come find us down at the ABC corporate headquarters, because corporate is in Fargo. This is where we started back in 1977, so we've been here forever. We are a company-run business. Contact Scott. Contact myself. Scott, you do know the phone numbers.
Yeah, so we're going to do 3001 Fittner Drive. That's over by Sickie's Garage, about four blocks down straight. And just contact us at 701-293-5952. That's 701-293-5952. But you can email us. We're monitoring this email, media, M-E-D-I-A, at abcseamless.com.
Beautiful.
If you'd rather email versus calling us.
You don't have a choice. You have to wash the truck, right? But you can wash it about anywhere these days. Let me suggest you do it at ND Truck Wash. Number one, they're patriots. Number two, they do an incredible job. Number three, they're going to get you in and out in no time. 701-628-1550 for ND Truck Wash, Highway 2 behind Bakken Central Pinnacle in Stanley, North Dakota. Call ahead for reservation. There'll be a short wait. 10 minutes max. 701-628-1550. Call them now and tell them Scott sent you.
Right here, right now, is where life happens. Where you do you. The dreams that grip you for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live First. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.